sponsored by Luxembourg Pharmacy, Northeast Wisconsin Chevy Dealers, HackersDriveChevy.com, The Pancake Place, and Seminar Sports.
101 WIXX, Green Bay's Packers Radio Network radio station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Williams the lone back. They fake the handoff. Rodgers looking to throw. Dumps it off right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Alan Lazard. 5-yard touchdown pass to Lazard. His second touchdown reception of the season. And fitting that it would be Alan Lazard who made the big play to get the Packers into the scoring zone who gets the reward of the touchdown catch.
You know, Wayne, it was only a matter of time that with Devontae Adams out, somebody had to step up, and Alan Lazard, again, was the man last night, wasn't he?
You know, Murph, since last year I've been telling people, I think Alan Lazard is a fine second receiver. I mean, you know, is he ever going to play in the Pro Bowl? I don't know, maybe, but probably not. But he's good enough to be an excellent second receiver to Devontae Adams. Now, I got to apologize to the audience a little bit. We're watching this game off monitors, you know, and I'm watching the All-22, and it's a little bit wider angle, and I'm seeing the field, but the numbers, you can barely make out the numbers, and I kept seeing a 3, and I saw somebody running by people, you know, downfield like he was a 4-3 sprinter, and I kept thinking that it's got to be MBS, right? No, it was Alan Lazard, and he did this twice. He had like a 49-yarder and a 72-yard reception, and, you know, so it was just amazing. But I thought he was great. I thought he did an outstanding job in that game last night.
Funny you say that. You're not the only one who struggled with that. What did I tell you this morning YouTube TV did?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They mislabeled. Yeah, they did the exact same thing on that play. YouTube TV does key plays. Mm. So I clicked on it, and it was MVS's play, and I'm like, that is not MVS at all.
Really?
Like, it was labeled as it, everything. Yeah. So, see, it's not just you. You're good.
That was tough. In, you know, but you're not used to seeing Alan run past people like that. But obviously, you know, that 6'5 body, you know, he can beat people off the line of scrimmage. He's starting to pick up a lot of what Devontae does. And, you know, he gets separation. My goodness, it was great to see.
Looks like we got the makings of a pretty good football team here, Wayne. Coming together quite nicely.
You know, yeah, you know, certainly offensively they're playing very well. 3 straight games to start a season. I'm sure it's happened. But I don't remember it happening in the years I've been here in Green Bay that the Packers started a season without a turnover in the first 3 games. Yeah. I mean, that's astounding. You know, but offensively they're playing very well, I think. They went up against a team that was determined to win last night, obviously, in New Orleans. A team that's heavily favored. I would have told you before the season began, I think I told you guys last week, I thought of all the teams I saw this summer and researched and put information together on, I thought New Orleans was the best team, the deepest team I saw. Now, again, they were without their great receiver, Michael Thomas. Hey, the Packers were without their great receiver, Devontae Adams. And Green Bay going in there toe-to-toe with that team and coming out with a win, I thought that was great.
No turnovers. Very few penalties. Again, I mean, it really was kind of one of those textbook, this is how you win in any game, and especially on the road. Don't turn it over. Don't commit penalties.
This is how we get hurt.
Yeah, especially against that team.
This is how we emotionally get hurt, though. I'm still not ready. I'm still not ready.
My God.
You don't have to be ready for anything. Just 1 week at a time. Enjoy this week.
Did you see no those?
Yeah, enjoy this week. Right. Exactly. They're undefeated. And you could say that for at least another week. And I think, you know, by the way, Atlanta's coming to town. They're 0-3, and they can't hold the lead. So, you know, this is tailor-made for the Packers here to win and go to the bye week 4-0, and who would have thunk that?
Exactly.
I feel like we know my theory. We're due, or they're due.
Atlanta's due. Right. I just almost feel like we should spot Atlanta like 16-20 and then just do what – I mean, have you ever seen – it's almost like Tom Brady and the Patriots murdered their franchise, literally killed them in the Super Bowl, and they haven't been able to hold a lead since. It's incredible.
It's amazing. And you're right, Nick, and I didn't realize that till you pointed it out, but that was 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. They're leading 28-3 over the Patriots and somehow lose the game, you know, in the Super Bowl. Yeah. But, and it's been – they've struggled since. They got back to the Super Bowl. They got back to the playoffs the following year, and then last year was a disaster, and this year they start out 0-3. This is tough, yeah, for them. But, again, Katie's been around me way too long because I think the same way you think, well, this other team is due. They're really due.
Yeah,
they sure are, actually.
You know,
The last team
stop
I want to face.
Just stop it.
Oh, okay, I'm just saying.
Packers are 3-0.
The last team I want to face is a team that doesn't have a win.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah.
I got gotcha. You.
Yeah. Hey, did you pick up on, there's a lot of chatting before the game about Drew Brees and that he's struggling and maybe this is it for him. Did you pick up last night that he was quarterback on the decline?
Well, you know what? The one thing that they don't do is push the ball deep anymore. And again, you sat there and said, well, they didn't have Michael Thomas. But then again, you know, they just weren't getting the ball deep. Everything was short. They made plays. Kamara made tremendous plays out there. He got one play, I counted, went back, counted on the replay. The five missed tackles on that one touchdown play he made through the air. But everything was short, and they were trying to be a little quicker. The only thing I noticed, Murph, I thought Brees was fine doing what he does. He missed a couple of short throws, but maybe two or three at the most. Beyond that, I thought he was better than I've seen him in the first 2 weeks of the season.
It's so nice. We've talked about it all season, Wayne. Of course, we'd love to have these stadiums packed. We would love to not be dealing with what we're dealing with. But in terms of the Green Bay Packers and their schedule and having to play at Minnesota without fans, having to play at New Orleans with the very limited fan base, it's been pretty good for us. It's been pretty fortuitous for us that you have a chance to go on the road into these real hostile environments and not have to deal with the crowd noise.
Yeah, two of the toughest places to play. You know, obviously the Superdome and then the dome in Minnesota. So, yeah, that's, Nick, you can't, you have to take that into consideration, sure. But, you know, the fact is everybody's in this situation. And, you know, no apologies for being 3-0 and the way the Packers have won their games. They've done a nice job, and they get a chance now for an extra day of rest. And then they'll take on Atlanta on Monday night at Lambeau Field.
It is 7:18.
Another night game.
Another night game. Oh, man.
Right. Katie's life is horrible at 3-0 right now. This is the worst case scenario for Katie.
And they're playing at night.
Oh. Although, I was going to say, am I clueless? Am I truly clueless? Where did Kiki come from? He's my new favorite.
Kiki's been around?
Yeah. I felt like I just heard about him for the first time yesterday. No.
He stepped up, didn't he? Yeah. No Kenny Clark. Kingsley Kiki gets 2 sacks in the game. That was awesome. Yeah. I thought that was great.
I legit thought he was on the other team. I was like, who's this Kiki guy? Somebody stop him.
We're talking football with Wayne. Quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on us.
It's talking.
How do you solve the problem of fogged up glasses during the era of the mask? Schedule your free LASIK consultation with Dr. Matt at TowerClockEyeCenter.com, where crystal clear vision awaits you.
Back to Talkin' Football with Wayne Larrabee.
On the Murphy in the Morning Show.
On WIXX.
Aaron Jones, Rodgers under center, second and inches. And the fake handoff, Rodgers rolls right, throws end zone, touchdown, Robert Tonyan. Aaron Rodgers delivers the dagger. And it's 36-27 Green Bay.
You know, Wayne, somebody in that tight end group has got to step up. And Robert Tonyan looks like he's got a lot of potential, doesn't he?
He really does, and he's played well. We talked about him at camp, that this guy was kind of emerging. Sternberger also had a nice ball game, I thought, made a couple of three receptions. But Robert had 5 catches, had another touchdown reception in that ball game. And giving them just enough at that position, I think, and that's going to be big as we go forward.
It was nice to see Jace kind of bounce back after the drops the week before. It's sort of been the theme we've talked to you about every week. The willingness to go back to some of these guys, revisit them, keep them in the game plan, and don't create some type of divide that's going to fracture your team or your unit for the entire season. Just keep peppering these guys.
Yeah, and these are young guys. MVS, obviously, we talked about him in the past. And Jay Sternberger is a guy they really feel like he can, you know, expose the middle of the field. He can really get downfield into the seams. And they just need to get him. He's an inexperienced receiver. He's still kind of raw, but they feel like they can really develop him. And part of that development, Nick, you're right, is making sure you keep the guy involved. You go to him in the game plan, in the game. Don't tell me about what you're doing in practice. What are you doing with this kid in the game? Because that's where he's really going to grow.
You know who seems to be making things happen in the game? Jair Alexander is playing lights out.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He should have had a pick, maybe a pick six last night. And he had that. You know, great break on the ball to knock the ball away, but really almost had an interception on the play. And, you know, I thought the defense, guys, listen, the defense, Brees was dinking and dunking them to death last night. And then in the fourth quarter, remember what happened when Aaron Jones got stopped on, what, fourth and one, the officials gave them the first down, and then they, Sean Payton, you know, a smart coach, went ahead, challenged it. They overruled it. Now the Saints have the football at the Green Bay 48-yard line. A couple of plays later, Za'Darius Smith makes the sack, strip of Taysom Hill, recovers the fumble. Packers get a field goal out of that to take the lead. Then the defense stops the Saints on the next New Orleans possession, I believe three and out. I think maybe the only time in the game they did that. And then the Packers offense gets it back, motors in for the touchdown for the lead score, the winning score, actually, and made it a 10-point game with 2 minutes to go in the game. The defense did stand up when it absolutely had to in that fourth quarter, and that was a big key to the game.
And closing games, when you need to close the games, is a great sign for a football team, isn't it?
Yeah, no question about that. Knowing how to close a game and get it done, I thought the Packers did that nicely in their first couple of weeks of the season here. And that's a good sign. I mean, every year is different. Every team is different. And, you know, you look at you don't know what you have early in the season until you get on the field and start playing. You know, like I said, I would have told you the New Orleans Saints started the season with the best team in the NFC, and I didn't think it was even close. And they're 1-2.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, let's bring on the Falcons next Monday night. It's going to be awesome.
Nick. Yeah. Now, Katie, you're not going to get down if the Packers are trailing in that ball game, are you now?
No.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, it could be 22 to nothing. Who
cares?
You
know what? It's a win-win for me either way. Because if we lose, I was proven right. And if we win, we win.
This is the week Katie can't lose.
Right. Exactly.
Wayne, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, okay, bud?
Thank you, guys.
All
have
right.
a good one.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Tom.